T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, yesterday, in a minor game,
wait, what happened?
Nobody really probably paid too much attention to the Houston Astros defeated the San Francisco Giants by a final score of 4-1. The winning pitcher in that game was Justin Verlander, who nothing spectacular for JV, but just part of what's unfolding to be a spectacular season. 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 9 strikeouts. His ERA is 1.08. All-Star Game opening pitching matchup, Scherzer v. Verlander. A strong possibility.
I got Scherzer. Verlander sucks in All-Star Games.
I'm just saying that those could be your starting pitchers in the All-Star Game. But it struck me because this was Justin Verlander beating the Giants. Now, in Game 1 of the 2012 World Series, that's not my point here. That's not where I'm going with this. Game 1 of the 2012 World Series, the pitching matchup was Justin Verlander against Barry Zito, and that was a decided advantage for the Tigers, and that was a game the Tigers were expected to win en route to winning the World Series, which is what most people thought going into that series because of the superior pitching that the Tigers had. And that game, when people talk about Verlander and they talk about his legacy, a lot of people say, yeah, but he sucked in the postseason, which actually is not true. He's been brilliant in the postseason. He has sucked in the World Series, where he's had 3 starts, 2 as a rookie and 1 in Game 1 against the Giants. And that's the one game which I think Tiger fans can never truly get over when it comes to Justin Verlander and his legacy. And it's almost like that I'm sorry, I just can't forget it. You want to apologize, JV? I don't accept your apology, right? I mean, look, he's the greatest Tiger pitcher I've ever seen.
100%.
And he'll go to the Hall of Fame and all that. I'm not trying to take away from his legacy. And I actually defend his legacy and his postseason legacy more than most. But what is that one game, one player game, that you just can't get over? Where you go look at a guy's career and go, you know what? I love you. You were the best. But I just can never forgive this one game. What's that one game?
Oh, mine's easy. It's Chris Webber.
Because of the timeout?
Yeah.
But they wouldn't even been in position to have him call the timeout if it weren't for Chris. I mean, Justin Verlander against Sandoval, against the Giants that night. Remember how when Verlander gets taken out of a game, he packs a big fatty?
I do, yes.
He was packing that fatty by, the 5th inning?
Yeah.
I mean, Game 1 of the World Series? No, you're pitching in the 8th or 9th inning.
Well, you could argue. I mean, the thing about that, I'm with you, Jamie. That might be the one. I mean, what he did earlier that season in the All-Star game, the cocky JV.
Funny? I thought about the All-Star game, too. It's like, do you not forgive him for the All-Star game?
Well, it's because of the – ultimately
– it's Game 1.
If he pitches well in the World Series, the All-Star game is irrelevant.
True.
You know?
Yeah, but not only did C-Webb not call – well, he called the timeout, which lost the game, essentially. And you're right, they wouldn't have been there without C-Webb, but the Tigers wouldn't have been in the World Series without Justin Verlander either.
But I'm saying what's his line that game? I'm guessing Webber had a good game that
I don't
game.
Remember. I can look it up.
Okay.
But I don't think it was as good as you think.
Okay, but my point is that if it's not for Chris Webber on the floor that night, they're in no position to call timeout.
Okay, but
he's not the reason they lost the game, even though he's the reason they lost the game.
Understood, but add that to the fact that C-Webb took $500,000 to $600,000 of Ed Martin's money, which caused Michigan basketball to be dormant for 20 years.
You're taking my you're taking my fun little topic and you're blowing it to smithereens.
Well, you asked me who's my guy. I told you it was C-Webb.
No, but see, whenever we do topics like these, it boils down to, Isaiah Byrne stole the ball. I'm not saying ridiculous moments.
The other guy is. And I don't think Barry is as great as you guys do, despite I think Barry's great. I just don't think he's the greatest running back ever to put on shoes. With that being said, 1994 against the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field, Barry Sanders had -1 yards. Mm-hmm. -1 yards on New Year's Eve in a playoff game that was truly winnable. I never forgave Barry for that. Does that fit your narrative better?
Yes, it fits my narrative better.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, it fits it even better than that. Okay? And this will be somewhat controversial, I know, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway because it bothered me then and it still bothers me to this day. Okay? Max Scherzer, game two, Red Sox, Fenway. You stay in that game, Max. I'm sorry, but you stay in that game. I was gassed. I was to whatever. You know what? We'll get one more inning out of you. Because if he gives them one more inning, I really believe they win that game. But because he doesn't give them one more inning, all hell breaks loose. Big Poppy goes yard, grand slam. Red Sox win the game. They come back to Detroit 1-1 instead of 2-0. There are times and places where you expect your guy to give us something more than even he thinks is possible. And to me, that was that moment.
That's a good one. I mean,
that is a good one.
But I would still put JV ahead of it simply because of the ramifications.
I would also say, too, that if Jim Leland decided to use Koki instead of Benoit, which he should have done, maybe things turn out differently.
You know, I'm looking at the box score, and I'd have to go back and watch the eighth and the ninth inning again. Phil Koch didn't pitch in that game at all.
No.
And they used one, two, three. They used six pitchers in that game, but Phil Koch was not one of them. Was Phil Koch still on the team then?
Yeah. Yeah, he was an option.
The big thing was to have Koch pitch instead of
right,
Benoit.
Because Koch was a lefty specialist.
Right. Because Koch was their closer in 2012 in the playoffs after Valverde blew up against the Yankees.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
But he never closed the World Series game because they never led.
They never led in a World Series game. Well, led in the ninth inning of a World Series game.
C-Webb had 23
how many,
in 93.
How many rebounds?
He had 11. Total rebounds 11.
And three blocks.
It's a pretty good game, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good game. Yeah. I'm going to guess still he was their leading scorer that night.
You know what? I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay.
Jimmy King had 15.
What one game do you have a hard time getting over from one athlete? I just thought of this because Verlander pitched very well against the Giants yesterday after not pitching very well against the Giants back in 2012 in the World Series.
Could you say he's a former athlete? Could you say Gene Lamont for sending Prince in game two of the same World Series that you're speaking of? Do you remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, yes, I got thrown out, I believe, in the second inning. And that's what led to Gene Lamont lashing out at local Detroit media afterwards.
Yeah. And you in particular.
Well, it was me. Yeah, I was the only local Detroit media guy that was there. But yes.
No, I'm not going to go after a third base coach. Keith in Macomb, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Keith.
Hey, guys. So I'm going way back on this one, but it's relevant considering the frustration of Lions fans. Eddie Murray's missed field goal against the 49ers in the playoffs.
83?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, I think, as I recall, that was the last year that Billy Sims was a great running back, and you know they had the defense, they had a team that could possibly go somewhere, and Eddie Murray, one of the most accurate field goal kickers at that time, missed about a, I think it was a 42 or 43 yard field goal, and he's one of the most accurate kickers in history at that time outside 40 yards.
Yeah,
and you know, and it's like you just say you knew it was money was going to go through. It was Eddie, you know.
You know what it brings to mind? Actually, it's a good one, Keith. Is the Cowboy playoff game from a couple years ago when obviously everything centers around the picked up flag, but Sam Martin, I mean, first of all, the
awful
Lions
punt.
Punting.
Yes.
Sam Martin punts.
And fourth and one.
Yeah. I'll never forgive Sam Martin for that punt. And then Stafford for not taking advantage of a couple of opportunities in the fourth quarter to still win the game, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, the picked up flag was awful, and I think it really royally screwed over the Lions. That said, they did have an opportunity in the fourth quarter to still win that game. All right, we got some ticket texts on what happened. The one game you just can't forget, you can't get over, and we're missing a pretty obvious one. And three straight ticket texts in a row, Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah.
That would be Stoney's if he was here. I'd never forgive him. Wallace, double in the corner, love Sheed, but that lost us the title. Dan in Berkeley.
And Sheed also won you a title too.
I know, but you don't get that many in your life.
No, and
you
I
take
get
the ones you can get.
I get it, but I just think that one's. Listen, it's totally warranted.
Fair.
It's just it's just overplayed.
Barry getting a lot of mention for the negative 1 yard against Green Bay. Osgood, game 7-09, John and Riverview. Really?
I don't game 7-09.
They gave up two goals, right? They lost 2-1 to Pittsburgh in game 7.
Are they both the Talbot, or at least one was? Or
yeah, but he was, I've said this before, I'll say it again. One of the biggest reasons I wanted the Red Wings to win that is I wanted Osgood to get the Conn Smythe.
He would have got the
Conn Smythe. I firmly believe he would have gotten if they'd won that game.
I thought he could have got it in 08.
He could have.
And I mean, I know Zetterberg did, but he was awesome. I mean, let's not forget that Chris Osgood, I know he's always has his detractors because so many good players played in front of him. But in 2008, when he replaced Dom, dude, he's one of the huge reasons they won another Stanley Cup. So I'll leave Chris alone.
Guys, my game is Matthew Stafford in the playoffs a couple years ago against the Seahawks. Could not get his team in the end zone.
People will blame drop balls on that one, Jamie.
There were a lot of drops that night. A lot of drops that night in Seattle.
But I like the text because that just adds to yet another game that Matt Stafford deemed big. And, couldn't get the job done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.